Because you can handle the truth.
Stand or Fall. Second hour off the beaten path here. I always loved that song, that theme song. That was my theme song back in Northern California. Yes, we must stand up or we will fall. Have to get together, unite. I've got two of the best here with me today. I've got Crucial Nonsense Dave and Steve Starrs here. We got the round table going on. We actually have a call here from Iowa. We're going to go to the phones. Fred in Iowa, what's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, hey, Fred. What's on your mind?
Steve Starrs, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How you been? You been all right? Been a while.
Yeah, I'm glad you remembered me. And David, I wish you two guys were back on RBN and had your own show individually or together, and you know, have each other as a guest or a guest host or whatever. And Steve Elkins, great show. About the fence, and I've been saying for years now that is stupid to put up a fence. All we have to do to keep illegal aliens out, and I use the term immigrants, is just enforce the laws, the rules, you know. Yep. If an employer willfully hires an illegal alien, they should pay the goddamn price. And as far as Trump saying I'll make the Mexico pay for it, well, that is stupid. That is senseless. But I don't believe we've elected a president in 100 years. We got the other host, but I had a talk on yesterday, and he said that, well, Trump is the first one that we've elected. Well, I have doubts about that. But anyhow, the content of your whole program so far from all of you, I really admire, and you're doing fine. And I'm not going to yap on anymore unless you want to ask me some questions. I'm done.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate that.
Good to hear from you there, Fred.
Fred.
We're just busy with all sorts of stuff. You know, we'll be popping back on here from time to time. The schedule of life just doesn't really permit a daily or even a weekly show right now. But we certainly will be contributing to RBN in various facets. And, maybe things will change at some point and we'll have the opportunity to get back into a more regular broadcast schedule. But I don't see that happening anytime real soon. But, yeah, we definitely remember you, Fred. I saw you pop up there on the control panel there. I was like, oh, Fred in Iowa. Hey, it's good to hear you there, Fred. I hope you're doing well.
One last quick thing. Dave, if you remember, I said if I lived next door to you, I'd be a damn pest. The best of everything. Goodbye. Thank you. Great show. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, Fred.
You know, he brings up something very interesting here. Yes, why not just follow laws? And I've thought about that, too. It's pretty simple. The laws are on the books. Politicians all got together. They drafted the legislation, the bill, the legislation. They said, okay, they all agreed upon it, became a law. kicked back to the president, became law. And for some reason, we refuse to follow our own laws, which brings more problems and chaos for us here. So it's a pretty simple solution. So I started thinking, well, then why aren't we following the law? Because evidently we our United States Constitution, our Bill of Rights, has been suspended. And I actually believe it is has been suspended. And the definition is being redefined all the times. And every time I see this topic here about illegal immigration, there seems to be one word that always supersedes the law. And all you have to do is throw it out there. You can either say asylum or you can say humanitarian. And for some reason, when you say either of those two words, the law no longer is a law anymore. It's whatever they want it to be. So it makes sense, perfect sense, to just follow the law. We wouldn't have these problems, but we don't. I worked in the wine industry for a little while. I can tell you right now, I saw how many illegals coming in were working under the table, being paid. And there's a $10,000 infraction for each violation of hiring an illegal alien. But nobody seems to be cared about fixing this problem. Remove the incentive, but also follow the law.
No, they don't want to fix it. It serves their agenda. And part of the problem with enforcing the law, they don't even really know what the law is. You know, you say they vote on these things and they agree on this stuff. They don't even read this stuff, Steve. It's thousands and thousands of pages of loopholes and just convolution that nobody could ever possibly understand. And we're supposed to enforce that exactly how? You know, nobody has time to read all these laws. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you know, you make a good point there. I mentioned that here Pelosi's making a stink about the Mueller report because she said four pages of a summary by William Barr does not cut it. We want to see the entire thing. Well, I've seen numbers floating around. It's greater than 300 pages. It's less than 1,000 pages. And we can't get politicians to read the bills on their desk that they sign their names to, which become law. But for some reason, they have to read this 1,000-page, I guess it's a 1,000-page report from Robert Mueller. And I would assume if Robert Mueller didn't agree with Attorney General Barr's summary, the four-page summary, he would have piped up and said, hey, wait a minute, there is evidence of a Russian collusion thing going on here. And he did not state it in the four pages. Here is the information. Every time I see pictures of Robert Mueller right now, his head is hanging down. He looks miserable. He looks shamed, and he should, because what he did was he violated the Fourth Amendment rights of Donald Trump. He carried on an illegal investigation for nearly 2 years, cost his country, I think, close to, I'm hearing, $40 million on this investigation, which was a hoax from the very beginning. Going back to the initial dossier from Steele, Christopher Steele, this whole thing is so huge. This makes Watergate... It just buries Watergate as far as the intensity and the number of dirty hands on this whole Russian collusion scam here. And I'm going to say this, ask you guys right now, you think Donald Trump is really going to investigate this, investigate the people who actually carried out this what truly was a collusion and a conspiracy to take him out if he won the presidency? You actually think he'll do something about this?
No, I don't think he's going to do anything about it. I think it was all scripted political theater to distract us. We're not talking about the Israeli collusion, are we?
No. Steve, what do you think about that?
Well, I have to kind of a tendency to agree that, you know, I think it was a distraction. It kind of reminds me of the Kenneth Starr investigation during the time that the impeachment hearings with Clinton were going on. Nobody, and if your listeners are attuned to this, they will recall, but if not, make note of it. The Cox... COX report that came out after the impeachment vote showed that Bill Clinton had been selling all this high-tech military software, guidance missile software to the Chinese, and this was the real high crimes and treason. But the country was sick to its stomach with all the disgusting stuff that had dragged on, just like the Mueller investigation, for all this period of time, that when the real issue of what should have been the impeachable offense came out, nobody even wanted to deal with it anymore. So my question about all of this is that now, you know, I told you, and Dave, I think both off air, but for the listeners who aren't aware of it, there's a great book out called Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. And you can find that if you go to www.robertmueller.com. errandboy.com. Now, it's written by a Democrat, a Dixiecrat, actually, who is much more of a conservative, really, than most Republicans, actually. He's very pro-life, pro-family, pro-gun, all that. And he has documented the iconic criminal career of Robert Mueller, going all the way back to Pan Am 103, going back to covering for Whitey Bulger. Of course, you have Uranium One, you have 9/11, you have all these events that have been taking place all this time. So my question would be, and you guys can pass this around and think about it, was the whole thing really a kind of a backroom discussion between the Trump campaign and all the people in the deep state who are in serious trouble to find some way to sort of negotiate a continuity of government, at least to hold things together without exploding all the vile and disgusting criminality that's been taking place by them all this time? I don't really know. I mean, it seems to me like this might have been something like the Kenneth Starr investigation with Bill Clinton. It was there to keep us somewhat preoccupied with a tabloid-style, you know, gossip, steel dossier, fabricated FISA court, you know, thing. And will anybody ever face any real charges is the real question. Maybe it was all just a big negotiation summit in disguise. And we'll see. I won't go as far as to say that Trump won't do anything, because we'll see very quickly. It's going to have to happen very quickly. But, you know, I think the question might be there, was it a distraction and an attempt to basically negotiate, which is what Mueller's been doing all these years, trying to keep the people in power out of trouble all this time. That's been his job, all the way from 9/11 and forward. Anyway, I'll leave it at that and let you guys comment.
You know, I thought the same thing about the Kenneth Starr report here. I think, I'll theorize, I would not be surprised if this 1,000-page memo, if it's 1,000, this entire investigation ends up in the hands of Simon & Schuster, ends up being put in print book form like the Starr report. Actually, I bought the Starr report. Sorry to say, but I actually did buy this and read the thing. But I'm willing to bet somebody's come up with some kind of commerce idea. Hey, we can make a buck off this thing. And we'll all read it, and we can all see it for ourselves and say, no, there's nothing there. So now we know the hands, the dirty hands. We know about Peter Strzok. We know about Lisa Page. We know about all these colluders. And these were true colluders and conspirators. And the FISA court, how the rubber stamp of this FISA court gave the orders and the wiretapping. This thing, like I said, is tenfold of Watergate. And will anything ever be done about it? Or is this thing so big and so devastating to take down this government that they said, you know what, we're not going there. It is what it is, and we'll move on to something else, another distraction, whether we get involved in a military conflict in Venezuela or Syria now. You know, we're all over the planet looking for new territory to conquer. If we get engaged in another mini war or conflict somewhere, I can only assume it's a distraction from this whole thing, because it is so big. The deep state is so big and controlling, and they don't want to open up this can of worms. They flat out don't want to open up this can of worms. So they use a distraction story to take our minds off it.
Well, we thought we were getting an outsider when we won this election with Trump. Maybe, oh, yay, we finally got an outsider in here. He's going to drain the swamp. Everything's going to change.
Right.
Okay, so over the last couple of years, what has really changed? Let's see. We're still going in mass murdering people all around the world. There's definitely a whole lot more of that going on. Right. The bankers are not molested at all. The tax cuts favor the rich. It's just more of the same, the same agendas, the same exact agendas. And, you know, Trump would say, I'm going to use all of my money to get in here. Well, yeah, except for Sheldon Adelson paid for your campaign, and you're beholden to that lobby. So, yeah, no, it's more of the same. He would not have been allowed to get in office if he was actually an outsider. He's as much an insider as anything else, and he's one of the most pro-Israeli presidents we've had in a while, you know, doing this. We're going to move the embassy, and then now we're going to redraw the maps to give the Golan to Israel. You know, yeah, this is going to heat up, and we're already in these wars. We're in wars everywhere. When future historians, if we survive all of this stuff, look back, they will say that, you know, World War III started, you know, at the beginning of this century, and we've been in it this entire time. There's more conflicts on this planet than there's been in a long time, and the casualty lists from all of this stuff is definitely getting to the World War status right now.
You know, we don't seem to be learning the lesson here. All people, all people are actually lied, countries are lied into, their people are lied into wars. And World War III would definitely be one of those, again, one of those wars we were lied into and told this and that, and we have to act and do something about it. So we're going to go back to the phones here. We got a caller from Kansas here. Sherry, you're on the show.
Hello, Steve and Steve and Dave.
Hey, Sherry.
Hello there. I agree with what Dave just said, you know, wholeheartedly. But back on your immigration deal, did any of you guys watch? Remember the when Bill Clinton got elected president, and they were, you know, trying to get his cabinet nominees through the. And I remember at least two of them. One of them was the attorney general, his first attorney general pick before Janet Reno. She had employed undocumented workers, and one of the others, and I don't remember who that was, but it's not just the construction industry, the hospitality industry, and a whole bunch of other industries, and they want these illegals coming in for cheap labor. It's also individuals who don't want to pay a living wage for people who, you know, for labor they don't want to do themselves.
Right. You know, let me throw something out here. Dave, you mentioned here about Donald Trump and his association, and I have to agree that looking back in Donald Trump's history, his successes and failures in the construction industry and in the gaming industry, how many times this guy was bailed out? 4 or 5 times. He's lost an awful lot of money and always been saved, because I think we understand that people in the gaming industry, they're not, they're just as they were back in the days of the movie The Casino with Robert De Niro. It's still organized crime that's got their hands in the gaming industry. Anytime their hands are in drugs, their hands are in everything that makes a lot of money in the gaming industry, well, can be very profitable. So here's a guy that says he's an outsider, and that's why we should all put him in office, because he's an outsider. But here's also a guy that possibly, I'm going to say possibly, could have been saved by people that who are part of this deep state. You know, he goes to the banks. Banks say no. He goes to people in the dark side here and finds money financing for his buildings and his enterprises. So how can a guy who dips his toe in the swamp be part of the swamp or not be part of the swamp, and then later on claim that he's trying to take down the swamp? I've always felt that, hey, he's been working with these people in the past, and now he's telling us he's trying to take down the people in the deep state, the swamp, you know, drain the swamp. I don't think it's possible. I think that's his past. I think that's who the man is, personally.
Yeah, exactly. It's just more of the same. We have to realize, and if we haven't learned this lesson already, pay attention. You know, with this next election, you vote, nothing's going to change, because the same powers are paying for candidates on both sides. So it doesn't really matter who gets in there. The same agendas are going to happen, and all these politicians are getting filthy, stinking rich. Got to scratch your head on that a little bit, guys, because our government's been subverted. It becomes nothing but corruption. You can't fix this from the inside at this point. It's too far gone.
Well, let me throw a question at both you guys again. Here's another question. You know, we heard on the campaign trail theorizing, Donald Trump was theorizing that there was going to be some fraud in the election in 2016. And we know there was. Over 3 million votes were cast for Hillary Clinton. We know dead people voted. We know illegals voted, and the Fraction Magic software Bev Harris talked about in hacking democracy. We know this all exists. Of course, the mainstream media say, oh, just a handful of people probably voted illegally. There shouldn't be one voting illegally, but we know there was a lot more than that. So since the system was not fixed by Donald Trump, how is 2020 going to turn out? Unless they're going to be able to use the system, unless they're going to use the same system that Clinton tried to use to win. Is this a game of hackers? Who's the best?
It wouldn't matter, Steve. Really, really, honestly, that's just distraction, because when both sides are bought and paid for by the same people, the outcome doesn't matter. We're still screwed.
All right, we'll get back to this topic when we come back. And we have another caller on the line, Mark in Philadelphia. Stay on the line. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Pass before my eyes a curiosity.
It's the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Dave, I guess you and Steve would agree I have the best bumper music around, don't I?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you do. You got some pretty good music.
Yeah, well, it adds to the mood of what we're doing here. We're doing the round table here, and I've got Steve Starrs with me and Crucial Nonsense Dave, and I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun here today. I love having you guys on. Thank you for taking the time to come on the show today, and let's kick around a few more things. Let's go back to the phones here. We got Mark in Philadelphia.
Hello,
Mark, are you there? Yes.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, Steve. And hello to the rest of the crew there. I would like to say that, and I've just caught your show the last 15 minutes or so, I would like to say, first of all, that whoever the enemy is, if they can demoralize us and give us to and drive us into that corner called apathy, then they've already beat us.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, an apathy is worse than being, you know, what else, you know, now if people are angry, that's a good space. because then they'll, maybe they'll get stirred to do something about it if they can at their local level. But I wanted to bring up something to you, Steve. I don't know if you – do you ever listen to Robert Raybould's show?
You know, he's past my bedtime most of the time, but once in a while I do, yeah. He's a pretty sharp guy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want you to – I'd like to encourage you and your crew there to go to the archives and listen to last week's show. Mm-hmm. Where he has a guy on, Jeff from Idaho, and I don't know, I suppose Jeff may have called into your show, or into, I know he's maybe called into Statmiller. Mm-hmm. But Jeff from Idaho is pretty sharp. He's a pretty smart guy. He's tracking a lot of information, and he said last week that there is an inside group that, is connected with this, one person in the mix is Anna von Rietz, who's a common law, who's trying to stir up the truth about, you know, what common law is, and we should get back to common law, and how the banking system has screwed us and all this. And supposedly she has Trump's ear, or the group that she's with has Trump's ear. And Jeff from Idaho says that just watch, because in the next 5 months some things are going to happen, because there's a group, the good guys deep inside, who are basically came from the group and descendants of the group of Patton's inside group. Okay. And, you know, when Patton discovered that we, you know, when he got to Germany, we conquered the Germans, he said, we've fought the wrong enemy. And he was hell-bent to go to straight to Moscow and kick the Bolsheviks' butt, okay, and go after Stalin, because he knew who the real enemy was. He'd been deceived, and the intelligence at that time knew that, and if I'm sure you guys are all hip to the idea that he was actually assassinated. It wasn't an accident.
Yes. Yes. No, I agree.
And
right.
So and Eisenhower, who did a lot of bad things, could not dare let him come back, because if Patton ran for president, you know, I've talked to a lot of older. There's a few of them still around, the old World War II vets. And they loved Patton. I mean, Patton was the real deal. Patton was a real warrior. He was a man about truth. And you know, anyway. So I just wanted to pose that to you guys about this idea that there may be an inside group that is doing a good thing. They're the good guys. And now the question I put to Jeff, because he has a lot of information, a lot of references for information, this information, that, and it's good information. I'm not saying that it's not valid. But what I said, I said, okay, who's going to enforce it? Who's going to put the boots on the ground? Who has a position of authority or power or influence at the deep or high levels to go in and enforce this, you know, to go after the bad guys? You know, I mean, isn't that what it boils down to? Just like when you come to the local level, that the sheriff's supposed to be the highest authority of the land,
right,
and directly hired by the people of that local county. But we see now there are some sheriffs starting to speak up and not going along with the gun laws, gun confiscations, but they seem to be the few, not the many. But still, when you boil it down, they are, you know, who's going to go after the bad guys, just like, you know, the local level, or the sheriff's going to stand up and do the right thing? So anyway, I'll leave that with you. Go ahead. I'll listen.
Hold on one
here.
Second. I want you to stay on just for a second. I got a question for you. So
sure.
What you're talking about, this inside group, are you, you're not talking about QAnon, are you? You're talking about QAnon?
Well, now he references QAnon, and then I'm you know, I haven't searched QAnon and all that, but now Jeff says that QAnon, I said, I don't know about the QAnon, Jeff. I mean, I've heard some things that are just pretty crazy. But he says, well, he says QAnon's being used as a propaganda tool against the enemy. I don't know. To throw them off. I don't know. What do you guys say?
Well, you know, I was thinking of the same thing, and I'll let Dave and other Steve take this in a second. But what I understand about QAnon, I at one point I had somebody, a listener to this show here, gives me lots of information. QAnon, the foot's going to drop. The foot's going to drop. This is going to happen. And I say, well, give me something to show that really they are really who they are, that you do have insight, and something's going to happen in the intelligence community. People are going to be prosecuted, and that's where I've seen QAnon has failed every time. Nothing has happened yet. So when you're telling me that somebody on outside is working for the people here, and it's kind of like a QAnon, maybe it's a subset of QAnon, I have to say, how's that possibly going to happen when we've proven that our FBI is rogue, they're not following the rule of law. I don't know any of the intelligence agencies who really truly are at this point following the rule of law. Now, if Peter Strzok hadn't opened his mouth and Lisa Page hadn't opened their mouth and Comey hadn't opened his mouth, I would say there might be a chance, but we see that our intelligence is rogue. So how do you make something, how do you make these people, how do you get rid of these people, how do you reform and retool and get people to follow the rule of law who are our intelligence? That's a good question right there. We'll be right back. This is a short break here off the beaten path. Mark, stay on the line. We'll be right back. Now you're coming back for more, but that's all right. I said that that's all right. I may not want to admit it. I'm just a fool for your stockings, I believe. Now I don't mind when you send money and bring your girlfriends with you. But how could one be so lucky?
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Returns, and we still have Mark on the phone. Mark, you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, you know, you bring up some good questions there, but I don't know how you force the intelligence. I don't know how you force the judicial branch to actually follow the rule of law. I mean, just this last week, we were given a head turner here with this actor from Empire, Jesse Smollett, how 16 or 17 felony charges were completely dropped. So that it was a slam dunk case. And we found a judge who said, well, I'm going to drop the charges. And the police, you know, in Chicago now are up in an uproar right now. They're actually releasing evidence, which is great. I'm glad they had some evidence to release to show their case, because they've been, well, now they're being shamed for actually taking on the case, but they were in the right all the way. So I don't know, Mark. I don't know how you get intelligence, and I don't know how you get the courts to follow the rule of law. Unless you want to shake things up as much as I would do, I'd be firing people left and right. and bring in people who would follow the law, but it's not happening. It's not happening.
Yeah,
I have no understanding why this president won't do it.
The whole smaller case is, to me, it was a setup from the beginning. It was a setup to create racial tension. Here's a black person that can break the law and get away with it. Oh, my gosh. Heads will swell across our nation. Watch out.
And to think I was white privilege, right?
Right, exactly. Now, we do have a ray of hope here coming from my home state, Missouri, with the, and I don't know if you guys talked about this, Second Amendment Preservation Act, which is now going forth again, another version. They put forth one in 2013, 2014, and I was part of supporting that even from a distance by calling up veterans groups, gun dealers, everybody I could call. And I even called sheriffs. Now, a lot of locals won't call their own sheriff because they're afraid to. Well, I'm an outsider, but I'm originally a Missourian, so I called them. And I had a few conversations with sheriffs to find out, you know, as an example, if, you know, were they going to enforce Obamacare? And then the other question was, you know, when the federal government comes in and wants to seize property, are you going to go along with it? See? So now it failed because the governor was a Democrat, Nixon, and we failed to overturn the veto, okay, because he vetoed it. But now we've got a Republican in there, and I think it's going to go through. And what it is, it's going to nullify all federal gun laws within the state of Missouri, past, present, and future. And if a federal agent comes into the territory trying to impose, restrict Missourians, they're going to be in trouble. So, I think we need to put the word out far and wide.
Wow.
Because this is a good show of support for the Second Amendment and against gun confiscation, and it can wake up people here and there and everywhere to, you know, rise up and do their thing in their state and get their, hopefully, you know, get on board with this idea. And by the way, Steve,
yeah,
when this was happening in 2013, who did I call into? Whose show? Alex Jones. And I brought it to his attention. He was not aware of it. Did he follow through with it? And I even said, this is a great opportunity because this is the 10th Amendment Center was set up, you know, talking about states' rights. And they said it was the best, some of the most powerful legislation to come through any state for decades, right, concerning 10th Amendment issues, okay, with states' rights versus the federal government. So I brought this up on Alex Jones' show and got in some detail, and then I listened. I had my ear on every show following for the next three or four weeks, and he didn't mention it one time. And what an opportunity to spread the word far and wide.
Right.
See, so, and that's when I really knew that he's a shill. I really knew it, and I already felt it anyway. But I thought, and I didn't care about informing him. I'm tapping into his listening audience. See,
right.
So,
right.
And so, but anyway, so have you guys?
That's good information,
Steve, about what's going on.
Yeah, you know, if I could just butt in for a second, we've got an issue just like that, Mark, here in Colorado right now. You're probably aware of it. The Democrats have basically turned the state blue, and now we have this almost insane governor, and the state house and the state legislature have passed this. Well, it's basically a gun confiscation law that really doesn't allow any due process that determines that anybody who could be deemed a criminal or possibly somebody who might be out of control could be...
Talking about red flag?
Guns could be confiscated.
Red flag?
Yeah, the red flag. Right, exactly. Right, you've got it. Now, here in our state, we've got, I think out of the 50... No, there were 64... counties in the state of Colorado, and there were something like 51 of the sheriffs last time Hickenlooper tried this who stood up against it and said, we will not enforce this, but that would be a very good... Colorado is a place where that needs to be looked at very seriously because they're already making these plans, the red flag law, of course, without due process. They're just confiscating guns willy-nilly, and that's a good point. I think you brought that up, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it still counts. It still matters, you know. And back in, you know, asset forfeiture laws that were, you know, they circumvent local authority, local jurisdiction, right. And the federales come in and compromise a local sheriff and with a big carrot, you know, 80% of the take in Missouri was 80%. Whatever they got, The federalists said, well, you know, we'll put our rubber stamp on it, and you get to keep 80%. We'll only take 20. You get to keep 80. Wow, what a deal.
Right. And in the and I think it was 2003 to 2013, Missouri confiscated $34 million worth of property. And if you ask me, I think much of it's illegal because they were involved. They were involving the federal authorities, you know. And it's just like that's not, you know, it compromises state sovereignty, compromises local jurisdiction, local authority, and it goes against the balance of the Constitution between the states versus the federal government, the many states, the several states, right? I mean, it's basic. It's this is
and the Second Amendment, you know. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Second Amendment. Yeah. And so anyway, I just share that with you guys, and hopefully the listeners are listening. And, you know, maybe it'll stir them up, and you know, get them to call their local sheriff and say, "Hey, what's up with this?" You know.
I agree.
Because we, you know, so I'll leave it
Mark,
with that. So
Mark, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. I need to get more calls in here before the show ends, but thank you for your call. Appreciate it. We're gonna go back to the phones, you guys. Roxanne in Texas, you're on. Roxanne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here now. I didn't hear the beep. Anyway, last week there was a FBI document dropped or opened up for the public to read. So if you read pages 139 to 149, it talks about back in 1989, there was a subpoena, and it was FD 302, and everybody's thinking that it was Trump. Because in 1990, the first raid on John Gotti was due to, because Trump worked with all those people. He was an FBI informant, is what this is all pretty much saying. And who was the DAG? William Barr. Who was the U.S. AG? Robert Mueller. Rosenstein was working with them. So they, I think what's really going on, I know they're dragging it out, but what I think they took the 2 years to do was the witch hunt. You got to hear, you got to listen to Trump. Not anybody else. And that's why his Twitter is very, very important to read. But if you don't want to read it, don't read it. But I believe in him and nobody else because he knows what he's talking about. Yeah. And so the witch hunt is all the data for the Clinton Foundation. There was a bunch of arrests, celebrity arrests. For it's worse than the NXIVM people. So all that, and then here back to Smollett might be, because the attorney on that was for child sexual predator crimes. Why would that kind of attorney be involved with Smollett, the FBI guy on that, his case? So there's something really big stirring, and I believe it's, you know, you can't just arrest Hillary Clinton. You've got to put all the pieces down. And Bronfman, she, for NXIVM, she pled guilty this week. There's so much going on, and that's why these Twitters are really important. But you do whatever you want, because that's, to me, the whatever the left and the right are saying and not what's going on the inside. There's a lot of good people on the inside. They're working on it. They're called digital army soldiers. So I don't know. I look at the documents. I look at Trump stuff. I don't listen to Limbaugh or any of those people. Just do what's right for you, but I see a lot going down. And that's it. And you all have a wonderful day.
I appreciate that. Dave and Steve, you guys want to respond to that?
Well, I could say that I appreciate those thoughts, too. I mean, you know, getting back to what Mark was talking about that might reflect on what Roxanne was saying is there's been this concept of the Nickelback for a long time. You may have heard that there is a core group of sworn patriots who are always there and vigilant, you know, like from the defensive strategy behind the scenes as a secondary. And we don't know for sure how strong that is. I don't know whether I want to tie that to QAnon or anybody else, but there have been a lot of good people. And the reality is we are dealing with acts of treason that really surpass even the courts and the legal system in this country at this point, on the borderline of, you know, these are martial offenses, and these people can be apprehended as enemies of the state. I mean, they put that in themselves, you know, in the John Warren's, Military Authorization Act. It's been around for so long. I mean, the authority is there. This is one of the things that scares them about Trump. Is he on the inside? Has he worked with these people? He has to have, you know, for all these years.
Right.
But on the other hand, he also knows who they are, and he, I mean, the
the putting things in order is necessary, and I know a lot of people are very kind of discouraged, and I am one of them, of course, over all the period of time that's gone on. But we'll just have to wait and see. I still hold up a little bit of optimism that some things could go into effect very quickly here, and we might start to see some of that.
I agree. We're going to go back to the phones here. Actually, I think he's on our system here. RBN host Keith Rogers with his show On Frequency, which is on tonight, Sunday night. So, Keith, are you there?
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. I'll be talking about a lot of that tonight. I got a couple things here for you. I couldn't believe you were bashing Trump earlier. Don't you realize he wants to decriminalize homosexuality worldwide?
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Well, let's not go there. Not go there now. Okay.
I've been on the fire this morning, and Trojan had a ad on the AM radio country station I listen to here, and they have 30 different varieties of condoms. I didn't know that. But anyway, in reference to all you guys chatting about this, I was thinking, Trump comes into office as a gatekeeper. Remember, he seals the Iraq records for 60 years.
Right.
Now they're threatening to arrest the ICC court judges and pulling their visas. Had there been any action with, say, Hillary, remember his you'd be in jail stuff.
Right.
Excuse me.
Right.
The fact is nothing's happened there. He's got allegedly, he has a Department of Justice and an FBI that is corrupt, that's against him. And yet we have QAnon that's sitting there talking about all these tens of thousands of sealed indictments. Where are they coming from if he doesn't control the Justice Department? I mean, seriously. We're back to this Fox Mulder of X-Files. Remember how corrupt the shadow state was there, and this was just a theater show, you know. So the illegal wars go on, and of course, out of the 2+ years now of total distractions, the only thing that has benefited from this has been Israel.
Right. I agree. You guys, comment on that?
Yep, pretty much. Yeah, more of the same, rinse and repeat. It never changes.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Keith there that, HRC here, Hillary Rodham Clinton here, the sealing of records. Here's the scenario. Would the government allow all of their dirty, dark secrets of all of the things they've ever done, the conspiracies they've carried out, everything they've ever done, nasty, would they allow that to be out there, that we'd all know that, knowing that we'd probably collapse the government? We wouldn't abide by the government any longer. The government would end. Would they allow that to happen? I don't think they will. The government knows their secrets. They're going to keep these secrets. I think they're going to seal these documents. I theorize that we'll never see Hillary Clinton in a court of law answering for Uranium One, for the Clinton Foundation, for Benghazi, for anything she's ever had her hands on. And we know that body count's pretty damn high, too. They don't want to see the government collapse. They like their little cabal the way it is. And they'll be changing the seats here pretty soon. But other than that, they kind of like it the way it's all set up right now. And I don't see them to actually muck it up. And I did say muck it up and out themselves or out the past. They're not going to do that. It's going to continue. They're going to seal those records, just like they did JFK. Well, they sealed JFK for another 75 years for some reason. I don't know why. Everybody associated with the JFK assassination or the Warren Commission is dead now. So why do that? Unless you just don't want the people to know. I'll leave it at that. And we got some more callers, too.
Yeah, one more thing here. The fact is remember Trump with his great military, great police. You have to keep the egos of these guys up there because of what is planned for the prospects of the future here.
Right.
With the fact of the coming wars and stuff, as well as diverting the ICC court judges and stuff. I mean, it shows you the rogueness of this government, as well as pulling out of the human rights organization and stuff, that if you allowed these... remember, Hitler didn't kill anyone. Neither did Mao, Pol Pot. I mean, they were all done by the military. So you got to keep boosting these guys. And so this military soldier here that got vindicated here for his so-called killing of that... guy where he was supposed to have helped out and thwarted that attack or whatever like that. You know, remember, he was charged originally with murder. And this is the same with our law enforcement nowadays who can legally gun down an American. All I got to say is, you know, I feared for my life. You know, they're protecting the system. So they're all gatekeepers. Anyway, have a good evening, okay?
I appreciate that, Keith. We're going to go back to the phones here. Sebastian in Sweden. You're on the show.
Yeah, hi, Steve. I was just thinking about, you were talking earlier about the, something you call an AFS.
No, you're talking about the ADS, the Active Denial ADS, System.
That's right. Active Denial System. Is that possible for them to scale that down and put it on a drone?
And if they had drones, I don't know about that.
I think it is.
Possibly.
I think at the cost, you guys, you really wouldn't have to do that. You could just simply station them out and put them on a swivel with a motion sensor. I mean, they're only $5 million apiece. That's nothing. And they have a 700-yard radius. Then you could simply space these things out, I would assume.
Oh, the electronics are small enough. You could stick a microwave gun on a drone easily enough and fly it around and cook somebody in their bedroom. I mean, the possibilities of this whole stuff, you know, it's endless.
Like Ken is saying here, it's a microwave gun is what it is. It's a microwave gun, yeah. So anything else to add to that? Sebastian, you have another question?
No, but I was listening after I left you. I think you were talking with someone else. Maybe he's on the air now, and he told you he was a little bit jealous of me having fiber in the country.
Yeah,
and I'll have to tell him the cost of it. I have to pay. I pay $27 a month for 100 megabytes up and down.
Wow.
You lucky guy.
We're moving there. Just kidding.
We have a five-year contract. Yeah, it is. Wow. Okay, you have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Dave. You want to address the question?
Yeah, Ken posted a question. You know, Trump is deep state. Why would he, you know, want to, you know, expose the media as a bunch of liars? Well, I think that's pretty easy. I mean, it really hasn't changed anything. They're still lying to us with increased, vigorousness, and it's not going to slow down. And now it's just, well, Trump's just whining. You know, they've invalidated all of it because it's just now part of the political romper room. So, you know, yay, we don't have to worry about accountability for that because that's just Trump throwing a temper tantrum. That's all it is. It's distraction.
Yeah, I agree. We go back to the phones.
Well, I think it's pretty effective, though, too, you know, Dave, because, I mean, the media has been losing credibility for a long time, and I think that the whole collapse of the Mueller campaign it didn't help them at all. Especially the far end of that, you know, CNN and MSNBC. And we've been saying this, that's why we're on the air for a while. I mean, we've been here because we've been trying to offer not conspiracy theories, but news analysis of what's really going on by asking the questions the media won't ask. And, I mean, we're gaining ground. We really are, but they're trying to censor us. And that's, again, part of this top-down control that the Chinese model has been implementing for a long period of time. And we are exposing that. I mean, there's some great things happening in this area. The best thing we can do is just to keep the information flowing at this point, and slowly but surely, at least if not all these criminals are apprehended, they will be curtailed to some extent and put into an inactive category. That's all I would say to that.
No, I agree with you. The mainstream media is losing ratings big time, 20%, some of them higher than that.
Right.
Yeah. I think we're making some great ground here in independent media, and hopefully we'll continue to do that and get the word out there. I don't know. There's a lot of money behind mainstream media. So, and people seem to have a very short memory of what's happened here, and mainstream media counts on that, the short memory.
Right.
So who knows? We'll know. I mean, we're going to keep doing what we got to do. Hey, let's get back to the phones here. I got a call from Wisconsin here. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the show.
Yeah, I agree with Keith. I agree with Dave there. Trump is continuing the deep state. I brought up a point that on Michael Rivera's show, I said, what day was that Mueller report come out, the four-page summary? 3/22. I said, do you remember the significance of the numbers 3/22, okay, to the Yale group Skull and Bones? And he said, well, you're really reaching because Trump never went to Yale. Why would Trump, okay, be going along with the deep state? And I said, well, he's doing everything that they want. All of his appointments, all of the pro-Israel positions, this is everything that they want. And I think this is ultimately what's going on here. So I'm of the, and I called in on Michael the nighttime show there, Robert Rivero. Okay, and I disagreed with Jeff from Idaho simply because, okay, we keep pushing this down the road. Wait 5 months. Wait a few more years. All of this is going to come out. I don't think so. And I think what we've had happen here is we've been fooled once again. So that was my thinking on it.
Bill, I think I'm right there with you. I gave Donald Trump quite a bit of time to follow through with what he promised to do. And like I said, I think I make a good point where he was bailed out how many times with his failures in commerce there, in construction.
That was the other thing that I brought up to Mike Rivero. I said, go back to the film in the 70s, Brotherhood of the Bell, and how it operates, strands, you know, over generations and so forth. And I don't know if you saw that film or remember that film, but Glenn Ford had a job to do. He was given a do bill, and he didn't like doing it because he had to betray a friend, and the Brotherhood of the Bell wanted him to do it. And I think this is what's happened with Trump. Okay, he's paying his due bill, and they're going to let him survive. They're going to let the family survive, and all that is just, like everybody's been pointing out, distraction.
Right. Thank you, Bill, for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'm going to let you two guys have the last word here, Dave and Steve. You're
okay.
What's going to happen here in the next, before 2020? What direction are we going? What's going to happen here?
We're going straight off the cliff. You know, it's a real mess. Hey, as much bad stuff is going on, and as much evil conspirators are out there, there's a lot of good stuff and a lot of miracles happening in this world, and we can't lose sight of that. And we need to be a little bit more patient with one another, trying to figure out what to do. Love one another, because that's the thing we can do to improve what's going on around in our little circle. And that's what we do have control over. And we need to have some conversations about what we need to do as a group to overcome all these divides. That's really all I've got to say. Thanks for having us on, Steve.
Hey, appreciate it. Steve, your last word.
Hey, I just could double that and say, hey, look, there are some good things happening. We're part of that. Everybody listening, you know, you be a part of it too. Steve, Dave, it's good to be on the air with you guys. Let's do it again. And, you know, but let's keep the faith and keep in the fight. You know, we're in for the duration. We got no other choice, right? So good to talk to you all again.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys for coming on the show. I appreciate it. We'll do it again here real soon. It is an insane world out there. Look for happiness where you can find it. Steve Elkins signing off. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again.
Fingers and our toes often go cold. Arms and our legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN.